Beyond observing the skies, Dr. Sky, what about traveling the skies?
It's amazing, Romy, that you bring this up, because there's so much going on here in the high-tech world. We were talking about cameras before, and that's why I was saying there's not one specific camera. There's so many manufacturers, and thus there are so many different companies that are doing this privatization. And one that comes to mind is an interesting company that I'm exploring called Moon Express. It's put together by a whole bunch of Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, Naveen Jain and Barney Pell and so many others. And their mission simply is this: to get a robotic spacecraft to the moon and to win some of these awards, the Google Lunar X Prize that's out there for ultimately mining the moon and maybe bringing people there. And they have this company. I believe if this is correct, and I think it is at this early hour on Saturday, the first authorization from the FAA to actually bring a spacecraft to the surface of the moon, and then maybe the next generation bring tourists. But then everybody's wondering about the other missions beyond that, and that is, as you were alluding to in the break there, the whole concept of going to Mars, something amazing, probably humankind's most difficult challenge, you know, other than going to the moon back in the 60s.
What's it going to take to get to Mars?
Well, I believe very firmly it's going to be more of a private enterprise venture than it is NASA's venture. And I think now with the new Trump administration, there's probably going to be maybe a redirection. And this is just an opinion, not just my opinion, but studying this regularly. In the Obama administration, it was mining and capturing an asteroid that was probably the number one goal. But now it looks like, we'll be heading back to the moon. But the Mars mission, I think, to answer your question, is probably not necessarily going to be a only NASA mission. With people like Elon Musk and SpaceX and Jeff Bezos, of course, with the Blue Origin, you know, getting us into low Earth orbit, I think this is going to happen probably with private enterprise. And I think that's where the effort's going to be. It'll be a 9-month journey. Imagine that. You know, we're all here on the radio this morning having a great time. But realistically, how many out in the listening audience would be able to endure the confines of being with your neighbor for a 9-month journey in something maybe as small as a small RV? And wow, go figure, right?
That would take a lot of training in itself.
Absolutely. Why can't we all just get along thing? But the truth is, it'll probably take a great effort, and I believe it's going to be more of a private enterprise that does this. This is an amazing fact. Back in the 1950s, the amazing Wernher von Braun, of course, the father and brainchild of the great Saturn V moon rocket, the most magnificent flying machine to date, and think of when it was done, he put together a whole thesis. It's kind of a business plan of getting to Mars. And actually, we have this going on a long time ago. Get a load of this. During the Nixon administration, there were plans to have approved by then, during the 70s, a manned mission to the moon that would have launched in 1982. But America's space goal shifted and the economics shifted to the space shuttle program. So the technology was there even then. But now, with everything microprocessored, digital, it's probably, in my opinion, Romy and Jennifer, that it'll be a private enterprise, but probably not before the 2030s is what most of the intelligence comes to us and talks about.
So that's another 15 years away.
Absolutely. And, you know, just think of this. If you have a child out there in the age of about 9 or 10, they're, probably a mission candidate to go on this most historic mission.
I think I would have a difficult time mentoring my 8-year-old that I'm, you know, and in 15 years, I want to send you on a spacecraft.
Wow.
You're going to be alone 9 months one way.
Yes. No, it's amazing. And it's just something, you know, when I do so many public programs, I mean, that's it, to talk about the vision for children. I mean, what a great time to be alive, don't you think? I mean, I was born in the black and white era of television. And I got to say this in closing, the passing this week of legendary astronaut John Glenn really affected me. I had an opportunity to interview him, and I've posted that back on my Facebook page, the Stephen Cates website, or Facebook page. And what an amazing person. But the reason I'm saying that, Romy and Jennifer, is think back. If many of us weren't around then, and for those of us that were, like myself, you know your age. But think about that. Here's the first American to orbit the Earth, a man that seemingly is just supernatural in so many ways. And sadly, his health had fallen, you know, very, very strongly in the last year. But what an amazing person, one of the oldest to ever go back to space on the shuttle, a senator, always believing in the mission, and of course the Mercury days. Imagine that. All of the Mercury 7 astronauts have now passed. So it just tells us about what we need to do to move on to the stars, as they say. Ad astra, the Latin phrase, to the stars. Just a short little commemorative and memorial to John Glenn.
I didn't realize he was 76 when he went up for the last time.
That is amazing. That's really amazing. And I would probably be that old if I were to go to Mars, but if we did it in the timeline, but think of that. And how old would you guys be? Well, we'll leave that to speculation after the show. But we all know, simply, you know, what it takes to get to the stars. It's difficult. The pathway to get to heavens, the heavens, is difficult. And remember, memorializing the astronauts, Apollo 1 fire, mm-hmm. the shuttle astronauts that have passed. This is not an easy sport, or it's not an easy proposition. But in so many people's minds, it's well worth doing it, because even Stephen Hawking, the great cosmologist, says we need to get off the Earth because of either overpopulation. The other side of the subject is the politics of the world, when people have nuclear weapons that they can, you know, maybe fire off if they're angry or something. The population of the Earth, you know, we just need to move out to space. And I think that's where we're headed. And it's great to be able to talk about this.
And the website's drsky.com, Mr.
Steve. Drsky.com. I mean, we're going to have a whole new website in the 2017. That's been our weak link, and I'll be honest with the audience. But we have some big things coming, and it's always a privilege and honor to be here. But I want to ask one thing. Please wish, of course, Rosie a Merry Christmas, too.
Absolutely. We appreciate it, Dr. Sky. A pleasure, as always. If you've got a tree question, our tree doctor, the arborist, John Eisenhower's in. 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you.